Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Thursday of the 8th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Acts chapter 27, verses 27 through 44.
But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms, and when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color, as though they would have cast anchor out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat, and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you." And when he had thus spoken, he took bread, and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where 2 seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart struck fast, and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land.
And when he had said these things, he took bread, and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged, and also took food themselves. And in all, we were 276 persons on the ship. Acts 27, verses 35 through 37. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000, besides women and children. Matthew 14:19-21. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Mark 14:22. Now it came to pass, as he sat at table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Luke 24:30-31. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. John 6:35-50-51. Any questions? Now, mind you, I'm not saying that Paul had a Eucharistic service on the sinking ship, or am I? Paul certainly ate food and gave thanks for it. Eucharist means thanksgiving. More than this, Luke records the same pattern that he had recorded in the 9th chapter of his Gospel, when Jesus fed the 5,000, and in chapter 24 of his Gospel, when the disciples ate with Jesus after they walked on the road to Emmaus with him. The pattern is to take bread, bless it, break it, eat it, and then give it to others to eat. As with every other case when bread is so taken, blessed, broken, eaten, and distributed, the people on the receiving end receive God's blessing. In the feeding of the 5,000, they were given their lives, having been given bread, so that they wouldn't faint or die of hunger. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus gives himself to his disciples, just as he would give himself to them on the cross several hours later. When the disciples on the road to Emmaus ate bread with Jesus, their eyes were opened and they saw him. If that's not a blessing, then I don't know what is. So here in Acts 27, when the people on the boat had not eaten for 14 days and would either die of hunger or from the sea, Paul took the God-given bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. Verse 35. Show off! Paul made a point of giving thanks to the true God who had provided this food, the same God who Paul believed when he told him that the lives of all on board had been granted to them. He gave thanks in the presence of them all so that they would all eat and know that God was the one who had given them their lives and would now give them back to him. What they're supposed to learn from this was that the God who gave them back their lives on the ship was the same God who had given them life by creating them and would also give them back their lives for all eternity if they turned to his Son. Just as Jesus said, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So Paul says of the bread he has, this is for your survival. Verse 24. This bread is also given to you for your life, if only you would take it. Give thanks for it, eat it, and give it to others. Does this mean come frequently to the Lord's Supper, where he gives himself to you to feed you with his heavenly food and give you life? Yes. Could it mean giving thanks for food every time we eat it? Why not? Does it mean that if we faithfully turn to him to give us strength and live in this life, that he will give us his strength and life eternally? Absolutely. In fact, we have the opportunity to eat Jesus Christ every moment, every time we turn to him. Take Jesus Christ every moment of your life. He's not only for heaven or Sundays or four times a year. He is your food for every moment. But you must turn to him. You must lay hold of him. You must break your fast every day and every hour and every moment and give up starving yourself to death. Give thanks. One of the most profound but simple actions we can take, and the one which, like love, cures a world of ills, is to give thanks for God's good gifts. I thank God that culturally it is still common for us to give thanks for our food every time we receive it. For every time we receive it, it has come from God for our good as a gift. But we should also practice giving thanks for every good gift that comes from the giver of every good and perfect gift. Those who give thanks acknowledge someone other than themselves and have less room in their hearts to grumble. Eat. It's not enough to take up the name of Jesus Christ or to take him into your head. You must eat him and take him inside of you where, properly digested with the enzymes of faith, he will become a part of you. Why do we eat? So that we may have energy and life. How does this happen? We take food which is outside of us and put us into us, so that eventually it will become a part of us. And so we eat Jesus Christ, so that he may be in us and we in him. Give. After we are made alive through Jesus Christ by eating him, we must give what we have received, for it is more blessed to give than to receive. Why do you think God loves giving so much? After we have been fed and given life, the first thing we should want to do is to feed others so that they too may live. Don't blow by the last few chapters of Acts like I'm prone to do. Sometimes there are wonderful and mysterious symbols for us to partake of. Don't blow by your lives. God is working in them and all around them every day, even, especially, in that most common and necessary of activities, eating.
Give Us This Day, Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.